Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A grande explosion. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
An explosion early Monday blew out the windows of a Starbucks on Manhattan's Upper East Side. No one was hurt in the 3:30 a.m. blast. Police are now trying to figure out why it happened.
We don't know the motive. Obviously, it is a cause for concern, but we're going to do an in-depth investigation. As I say, the explosive is a what I would call a low-order explosive. It caused no physical injury. It caused minimal damage. But if you live in the area, understandably, you'd be upset.
Since May of 2005, there have been three other unsolved explosions in New York City at the same early hour. That included this one in Times Square last year. In that case, and two other bombings, a bicyclist was seen in the area prior to the explosions. But police say they won't limit their investigation.
There's been the history of some low-order explosives at Starbucks in other cities throughout the country over the years. Nothing of an immediate nature.
People who live above the store were evacuated for a short time.
It was detonated at 3:30 in the morning when nobody was in the store. Nobody was in the immediate vicinity here on the street. So you can assume that it was not meant to hurt people. It doesn't mean that it could not.
Police are checking for video from surveillance cameras in the area to see if it could provide any clues.
At approximately 3:30 a.m. on May 25th, 2009, a homemade explosive device detonated at a Starbucks in New York's Upper East Side. Fortunately, there were no injuries or casualties, but nonetheless, it left a community rattled. Dozens of 911 calls came pouring in from nearly 40 blocks and brought both the mayor and the governor to the charred scene. It was on the heels of a still unsolved early morning explosion at consulates and at the Times Square military recruiting station in the previous 4 years. Police initially thought the Starbucks might be connected, but soon found out that wasn't the case. Weeks would go by until the authorities got the break they were looking for. You see, the mystery bomber made one rookie mistake: bragging to his friends about the soon-to-be dangerous spectacle. On July 15th, 2009, an arrest was made. Kyle Shaw, 17, at his Manhattan apartment, after it was revealed that he bragged to his friends about planning the explosion outside the Starbucks on May 25th, Memorial Day.
Busted.
Shaw told his friends that Project Mayhem was about to begin.
Whoa.
And they should keep their eye on the news on Memorial Day. But why? We'll find out after this break. Shaw was trying to smash global capitalism via emulating the character Tyler Durden from the 1999 film Fight Club. The movie, released in 1999, also included a scene in which a Starbucks is destroyed.
Okay. See, I don't hate this.
What part don't you hate?
I don't hate someone is like, fuck consumerism. You know, a teenager's like getting pumped up on Red Bulls and Fight Club and wanting to make some change. You know, Starbucks are everywhere. I don't obviously condone violence, but also, like, do we need one other Starbucks in, you know, Midtown Manhattan? Probably not.
But the movie Fight Club told him to do it.
That's the best part. Movies are powerful.
Turns out he started his own fight club in Central Park.
Oh, okay.
That's your hero.
Okay.
That's your hero.
No, he's 17.
You think you'd be invited to that fight club, don't you?
Oh, no. I could be his grandmother, so no, I would not be invited to that fight club. And again, you know, obviously I don't condone violence. I'm so happy no one got hurt. That's huge. I would not be saying the things
no,
that
I know,
am.
Yeah.
But I do think there's something to, like, again, watching a movie like Fight Club. And again, I, like, Fight Club is out. Like, I remember watching it and being like, oh, my God, this, like, blow my mind. You know, like, I'm a Midwestern geek. You know, it's, like, it's blowing my mind, this fucking movie and, like, all the themes involved in it. And I kind of, like, enjoy when younger
little
people,
chaos,
like, do that. And they
sure.
get really, like, amped. And they're like, yeah, let's fucking make something happen. I'm into it.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of Starbucks sympathy.
Probably,
no one got hurt.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
exactly.
Some people will be out of work and they can't, you know, pay their bills and stuff like that.
Well, do we know that, though?
Well, if we think Starbucks is a great corporation, yeah, they took care of their employees.
No, I mean, I think there's plenty of Starbucks to work at. I think the workers
Let them drink Starbucks.
I think they probably were transferred, I would imagine, to another Starbucks. We don't need one more Starbucks. Like, it's a giant corporation. I want everyone to be taken care of, starting with the workers. But I don't need, like, a frappuccino, you know, a giant – it's, you know, like a plastic cup with my shitty name on it.
I wonder if he used his iPhone 2 or 1 to make the plans. Just, you know, smashing global capitalism.
One high-powered piece of tech at a time.
So what came next? Investigators recorded Shaw telling someone in a phone call that he was responsible for the Starbucks bombing and planned another one before the end of the summer.
Well,
might not have been that lucky.
Yes.
Might have been mom-and-pop store. What if it was a Target?
I mean, Target? Take it back. No.
Also, don't brag to your friends that you're doing it and don't talk about it over the phone. You didn't learn anything. The thing is, he watched Fight Club, but he didn't watch a lot of other movies where you don't talk on the phone.
Yeah, you don't incriminate yourself publicly. That's just not a good thing. That's not going to help you enact your like grand anti-consumerist plan, I would say.
Police found homemade bomb materials, a newspaper clipping about the attack, and a copy of Fight Club at Shaw's apartment. The bomb itself was a plastic bottle packed with fireworks powder and a hand-lit fuse as a detonator. In September 2010, Kyle Shaw, now 19, pled guilty to attempted criminal possession of a weapon in a plea deal that sent him to prison for 3.5 years as well as 5 years of supervision after his release. He initially faced a minimum 15 years and maximum 25 years in prison had he been convicted by a jury of a more serious arson charge. He had no previous criminal record. Like you said, he was a high school student.
Mm-hmm. He just got really into Fight Club and destroyed some things.
I mean, what else came out in 1999? What's another movie came out in 1999 he could have got into?
Can't Hardly Wait?
He could have got into Can't Hardly Wait to blow up that Starbucks. Oh, I see where it's going. Okay.